pero no le están mal.
It's okay, it's okay. Is she's okay?
Está más o menos. Está más o menos.
Turn around. Hi, baby. Turn around. Pop it up. Yep.
That's the sound of a 2-year-old girl struggling to breathe after nearly drowning in a backyard pool on a hot summer afternoon in July. The entire incident was captured on a dramatic body cam video.
Hold on. One second. I know, I understand. You gotta give me a few seconds, right? It's okay, baby. It's okay.
Yeah, mommy. It's okay, baby. It's okay.
23-year-old Officer Shaquille Johnson and 27-year-old Officer Malik Ul-Aziz responded within 90 seconds. Officer Johnson describes the scene.
We went numb. The car went quiet. You know, we turned the radio off and we were focused. We zoned in. Before he was able to actually stop the car, I jumped out of the passenger side seat and the baby was in my arms within a second. The father, he already saw us coming. He saw the sirens. He heard the sirens and he saw the lights, ma'am. And he just basically threw the baby at us and said, here.
That's when Johnson says their training kicked in.
My partner, he cleared off space for me, which he did a great job of doing. And he also directed me, keeping me calm, keeping the audience calm as well. I was able to turn the baby onto her stomach, onto my knee, and then using open-handed palm strikes to the back of her shoulder blades, essentially, right in the middle of them, she was able to cough up water and food. That's when we really felt, elated, and that weight was lifted off our shoulders, essentially. We were so zoned in. Honestly, I didn't see exactly what happened, or I don't remember what happened until we went back and reviewed the camera footage, because we were so focused on actually getting that baby to breathe again.
Officer Malik Ul-Aziz describes the moment they received the call.
We were going to a auto accident on MacArthur Highway and Clay Street, and then we got disrupted from that call saying that, hey, you guys need to head over to 3rd Avenue. There's a child, 2-year-old female child that drowned and she's not breathing. The radio's turned off for a quick second and we focused. We looked at each other and we just had to respond.
The newly minted Newark police officers knew the whole time that irreversible brain damage sets in after 4 minutes without oxygen and the child would not have survived past that point. But thankfully, their life-saving efforts worked.
Let him read that. Don't.
At the time of the incident, the little girl's father was home and a family friend was watching her at the time, but the little girl became tangled in an inflatable toy and somehow could not get out from underneath it, a scenario that is all too common. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, 350 children under the age of 5 drown in pools each year nationwide. The majority of the deaths occur in June, July, and August, most in backyard pools. Another 2,600 children are treated in hospital emergency rooms for near-drowning incidents, many of which result in permanent brain damage. Thankfully for this little girl, Officers Aziz and Johnson were on the scene. But Johnson says they can't take all the credit.
Apparently it was some pretty good training that we didn't pay attention to and appreciated the time. But thankfully, it actually paid off, as our instructors would tell us, Sergeant Cornwell, Sergeant Hickson, Trooper 1 Benny. They would always tell us one day this will save somebody's life, if not yours. And they were correct.
Johnson says the incident reminds him of just why he wanted to become a police officer.
People don't realize that it's a hard profession. It honestly is, but when you finally get to, put your abilities on the right foot and everything like that, and you get to show the community this is what it's all about, it's not about what you hear, the 500 bad stories, this and that. This is what it's about to me. Caring for the community, treating people as if they're your own people, because they are.
Officer Aziz says the response from the community they serve has been overwhelming.
I'm just seeing all the social media, everyone reaching out, with the love and support, especially in times where police officers need that love and support. Times are tough in the law enforcement field, but, we all pull through together with everyone's support.
The little girl was briefly hospitalized and is now home with her family, who are forever grateful to the 2 Newark police officers that saved her life. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Alexandra Hill in Newark.